Okay.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ed2NOV. Image calls from Staten Island in New York City. This is a wet, cool week. I'd like to welcome you to Weekly Shortwave and general listeners net that's heard on tomorrow WC computer system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a discussion forum for those who would like to talk about things that you can tune into on the frequencies outside the average radio band. And this will include all the different broadcasting bands from old AM broadcasting band through FM and satellite shortwave and television, which supposedly now is all digital, but there are still things that we can cover on that front. All the different utility frequencies and all public service frequencies and everything outside of the amateur radio band. We'll talk about what kind of equipment and where you can get more information about all these different types of transmissions. The basic information about this net. One, the repeater system that we're using is a linked repeater system with a dozen frequencies all tied together. You can find all of them at www.n2row.net. You can pick the one that's closest to where you are. You give yourself a better chance of getting a clean signal into the system. Please remember that there are two frequencies which are specifically designed for handheld radios, and those two frequencies are 145.230 and 441.100. Both have remote receivers scattered throughout the New York City area to pick up those weaker signals. So if you're using a base station, please use one of the other frequencies. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up these cores for a second or two, before you begin to speak, this way, the beginning part of your transmission don't get cut off. When you're checking in tonight on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And traffic is meant by any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, which would make for a very quick net if you don't, just say the words no traffic, and then we'll continue on to the next person. Now let's space it out, get everybody checked in, and we'll start the net. This is M2NOV.
Good evening, WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. I'll be checking email, but actually I do have one piece of traffic, more of a question. KC2SYL, the name is Bill, with a question.
WA2SQQ and KC2SYL. Anybody else?
Copy, right to YWC, Dawn, Midtown Manhattan, with traffic.
Hey, Dawn. Long time no talk. Okay, we've got you now in traffic. IWC, anyone else? Okay, with a couple more weeks to go before we have to send the kiddies back to school and wrap up all our summer vacation. We'll go through the list as we have them right now. So first, let's see if there's anything in their email, which is, in case you're not able to check in, please use nytsa@yahoo.com. W2SQ, and to one of these. Anything yet, Pop?
Nothing yet, but I do have a question. And unfortunately, I should have brought this up last week. The Barclays golf tournament is taking place over at Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now last year there were quite a few frequencies that were confirmed ahead of time and that were posted, and I'm just curious if you or anyone else has seen any of those.
I was on radio reference earlier. I didn't see anything. Have you seen or heard anything new popping up as far as the New Jersey State Police system? Maybe there's some talk set aside for that.
No, it's not going to be on the state. There were a lot of frequencies, you know, from in the 450 to 453 band because of the media coverage. I'm actually taking tomorrow's vacation day. I may roam around in that area and see what I can find, but the weather should be better tomorrow, so I know the blink will be overhead and the media frequency. So in general, if you live in Bergen County, if you scan, you know, 450 to like 454, there's probably going to be a lot of activity in there.
Because of the way it was set up and being close together, it makes it even easier to try
the customs, ICE, Homeland Security frequencies set up in the DHS high band. So all the ones that are now listed as CG-111, CG-109, you know, were originally part of that that customs ICE network, you know, Net 1, Net 2, Net 3. The whole list that was in Monitoring Times, oh, say about 5 years ago. So there's nothing it's not like a whole new trunk system, it's just a new program put together trying to prove what they had. And what's on Radio Reference on the Coast Guard Wiki, and what's on my page under the Maritime Resources is pretty much it.
Charlie, you were coming in scratchy. I was able to understand about 50% of the transmission. I'm in a handy talker here on the 441.100 frequency. Further question then, the rescue turnaround uses the standard marine VHF frequencies, like channels 1 through 86 or whatever it is, or 88. Second question, if you have a chance, could you outline the LANT frequencies in the 160 band and how that interfaces with the Rescue 21? Back to net, and this is Bill.
Okay, well, I don't know how I was coming in poorly unless there was something on that particular channel you're listening to. Because I'm listening to myself come back on 441-100, sometimes you'll hear an echo in the background. The LANT frequencies were the old designators for the different channels that the Coast Guard used, which some of them came from other agencies. The new channels that they're using have the designator of the letters CG for Coast Guard. And a lot of those are part of the Homeland Security Customs ICE, you know, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, is part of their network as well. So the ones that the Coast Guard has set aside for their channel plans, they list them with the CG numbers, the letter CG in front of it. But the ones that were marked LANT, unless they've been redesignated as a CG channel, are not being used by the Coast Guard anymore. So that's just for historical purposes, if you see that in the listing. As far as the frequencies that the Coast Guard would use on the VHF Marine Band channels, channel 22 is used for announcements. Safety broadcast. Channel 16 is what people would connect to the Coast Guard whenever they needed help. And that's primarily what the different towers are listening for on channel 16. There are other channels that the Coast Guard uses for their own operations, whether for Radio Coast Guard or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And those would be channels 21, 23, 81, 82, 83. Whether they have the capacity to use all of the 80-something, well, it's not really 80 channels, but, you know, 1 through 28, 61 through 80, 30, 88, whether they have that capacity on each of the towers, I don't know. They might. But that's not primarily what those towers are set up for.
Alright. Alright, thanks. Basically, the VHF channels are the ones for the Rescue 21, and the 160 channels are for other Homeland Security activities. Is that accurate? This is Bill. Back to Ned.
Okay, well, like I said before, Rescue 21 is a program, not specifically a new radio system. It was an improvement. improvement project that they just called Rescue 21. All of the capabilities that they're using, whether it be voice or triangulation or radiocarrier finding triangulation stuff, AIS, the automatic identification system. You know, people have their boats tied to a GPS receiver and it spits out data on two frequencies. You'll see that at the bottom of my list. All that together gives the Coast Guard greater capacity to use radio frequencies to help the general public. And what they have on their list up in the 160s is more for their own operations, whether it be patrol, searching a vessel trying to get into New York Harbor, law enforcement stuff of various natures, coordination with other agencies. And that's what the 160s would be used for.
Okay, got it. Thanks, thanks, Charlie. Back to Ned. This is KC2SYL.
Alright, no problem, Bill. I did a seminar on this for the Coast Guard Auxiliary a number of years ago, and it was the same thing. People kept thinking that it's a new radio system, like a new trunk system, got everybody confused, and laid this all out for them. Okay, let's see, Don, you're up next. W2IWC, and one over.
I'll be right to IWC. Good evening, Charlie. And a very, very nice in-depth explanation there of the Coast Guard. Very well done. Thank you. Let's change the subject to fire departments. New York, Manhattan, and the other boroughs. I don't know why they're doing it. You mentioned this a while ago, maybe a month ago, and you speculated that it had to do with PL problems because they're using narrow band FM. I have yet to see any PL problems at all with the narrow band FM. But probably somebody is getting paid to to make the city spend more money. I don't know. But anyway, the long and short of it is Manhattan did finally changed their PL frequency from 74.9 to 146.2. I think it occurred yesterday. I assume that it's going to be that all five boroughs are going to change their PL frequencies from whatever the heck they were, and that all of the boroughs will have different PL frequencies, unlike the way it was on VHF. When they needed to do that on VHF, they didn't. Now that they're all on separate frequencies, they do. I have yet to figure out the logic. But maybe you can comment on that, and I wonder if that's updated on your page or radio reference, because it's time to modify code plugs again. Back to Nick.
With a government agency done? Come, come, come. Yes, think this through. Anyway, radio reference, I already updated it. I already updated my page. There's just three channels that we're unsure of yet, and I've got to feel it out for this. And that's the Fire Department Citywide 2, EMS Citywide 2, and EMS Staten Island. Ooh, did I say EMS? Yeah. They changed their PL tones also on their new frequencies over the past 24 hours. That's been updated as well. So there's a lot of frequencies to change in your code plugs for both fire departments and EMS narrowband UHF channels. Also, a little birdie tells me that the old EMS frequencies down in the 477 478, eventually something to keep in the back of your mind.
So, short answer to all that, Don, is
yeah,
you're going to have to reprogram
a lot of it.
Why are they doing it? I can understand from what BQQ is talking about in that article that because the voice channel is so narrow and they're cutting the size of the passband so sharp that a particular frequency can roll up and get squashed down beneath a certain signal level. Whether that happened with you and I, well, maybe because our radios are maybe not as sharp as the commercial ones, and we were able to, you know, pick up that slightly wider bandwidth. You know, why are things so narrow? Well, I'm looking at my spreadsheet, and I've got every single possible frequency on a separate line between 482 and 485. And some of them are jammed right up against each other. For example, Manhattan Fire is nestled in between two of the frequencies used for the trunk system. There are some channels that are out of Long Island, which are right up against the channels that we're using here in the city. So, yeah, they're trying to make the channels very narrow, so they're not stepping on each other. If they're not adjacent channels, meet over. Unfortunately, when it does that, and the passband is so narrow that I guess they were finding some problems with the lower frequencies for the PL tone. And if you notice, all the new PL tones are basically, you know, over 100 hertz. The highest I've seen so far is 192.8. So it seems to be in that range that I think it seems to be settling into. But like I said before, the three that we're still waiting for, and they're currently listed with lower frequency, lower cell phone frecuencies, EMS Citywide 2, Staten Island, and Fire Department Citywide 2. Okay, hopefully that helps out. That's what I'll think.
Thank you, Charlie. Actually, I came back to you and I was frequency hopping and landed on the wrong frequency, so you didn't hear me, but I did get all your transmission. Thank you. Oh, my God, I was hoping they wouldn't go back to 192.8. That's what it was on VHF, and if you had a nice-sized speaker on your radio, boy, you certainly could hear that tone. Oh, well. Well, I don't know. I have Motorola radios here, and I've listened to all five boroughs on the new band and never had a problem. And I listen on my Kenwood TMV-71A and on my PSR-600 and my Bearcat 396, and never have I had a problem with the lower PLs. It's very puzzling. I would think, honestly, the narrower bandwidth restricts the high-end 3KC and above, whatever, but the low-end shouldn't matter, really, that much, and the radios are sensitive. I mean, you could put your PL at 500 cycle deviation, and it will work. But in any case, enough of that. I guess all five boroughs, the PL frequencies are going to be different now. So, thank you very much. I just had to ask, and I'm glad at least Manhattan didn't go any higher PL than it is now, because I can hear it now. I couldn't really hear the other one unless I tried, but it's not obnoxious like 192.8, so. Thanks, Charlie. Back to you, back to Net. W8YWC.
All right, well, actually, the VHF channel is using 186.2. And, you know, I think you started hearing it at 150, that, yeah, this is your 186 as well. let's see, on the far side, Manhattan is 146.2, Staten Island 161.4, Queens is 141.3, Brooklyn is 136.5, and Bronx is 131.8. Another reason they use 131.8 for citywide 1, and citywide 2 was originally listed as 123. I don't know if they're changing it or not. So, we'll just have to wait. I haven't heard any traffic on that frequency, so there's no way to verify it either way. The EMS ones, like I said, they changed them over as well. And they fly 156, 167, 173. You know, they're using the upper ones, really. So you're going to start hearing that on the EMS stuff. But it's going to take a while. Like everything. Speaking of things that take a while for anybody who can pick up the Suffolk County trunk system, they have rebanded. Over the past 24 hours, they've shifted everything down 15 megahertz. They're simulcasting on the upper frequencies, but the control channel is down on the lower frequencies. 851s, 852s, 853s. So that has happened finally. They've been testing and hemming and hawing for a while, and the latest rumors are they screwed up, they're going to put stuff into the air. Well, actually, it just happened, and it is working. So all of the Suffolk County agencies on Motorola trunk system they have are now rebanded as well. And we can say thank you to Nextel for having to do all this. Alright, let's see. Time now is 9:32. So let's stand by for additional check-ins, late check-ins, and also anybody that needs to go to the email. Please use the email address nydxa@yahoo.com.
WHYWC with one more question. Since you mentioned Suffolk County, what's going on with the Nassau County PD? I have them all in my Motorola radio, but in this one I only have Valley Stream because that's the one I really cared about. 477 dot whatever it is, 7125, something like that. Weren't they all supposed to make changes?
Yep, Nassau County system was going to be opening up a trunk system up at 500 megs with all sorts of encryption and stuff. Haven't heard any updates on that yet. Next time we hear from Phil, W2LIE, maybe we'll learn some insight what's going on over there, because that's right in his backyard. And that's the latest I heard is that they were doing some testing, but nothing ever went through with it.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Encryption. Charlie, you don't use profanity over amateur radio. Yeah, Valley Stream is still running on the regular frequency, and all the rest of them are, so I guess they haven't quite done it yet.
Federal judge says, I know obscenity when I see it. Or is that pornography? Anyway. I know. It's the reality of people who want things secret, even though we're paying for it all.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, well. What are you going to do? I guess between that and the FCC saying that by 2013, I guess all radios, Motorola's not going to make any more analog radios after 2013, and everybody has to go some form of digital transmission. Very, very interesting. Times, they are changing. All right. I won't keep you. Back to net, WA2IWC.
Yeah, it'll get to the point that all we're going to hear is the tune across the dance is
of it. Yeah, sell your scan as well. They're still worth something, right? Oh, well.
Hey, Trusky Kip. Charlie, I do have one item for the net.
Good, Bob.
I sent this to you, and I'm kind of surprised you didn't mention it. And one of the guys from Metro Fire forwarded this to me. I don't know when it took effect. The email, did you receive it about the new PLs for the FDNY?
We just finished talking about that, Bob. Must have been when you were on the phone. Not only were the few that were changed last week, but there was a major overhaul last night of fire and EMS.
I was on a phone, I'm sorry. Okay. Are the changes on your website?
Yep, they've been on my website since early this afternoon and on Radio Reference.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
But anyway, I just thought I'd pass it along. My apologies, no problem. WA2FQQ.
No problem, Bob. There are three channels that we're still waiting to get clarification on. Fire Department Citywide 2, EMS Citywide 2, and EMS Staten Island. So as soon as we get those, we'll update them as well. But everything else has been changed over and verified.
Okay, I'm just looking at your page. They're on the, all the changes are done as far on the NYPD, FDNY, and EMS set page, or on that main one?
Yeah, it's on the one page that has PD, FD, and EMS all together. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see it.
I got you. Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Hey guys, very, very, very late check-in. This is Casey.
Hey, okay, I heard the KC2 and then you went over the button.
Hey Charlie, what's going on? N2NOV, KC2PBT. Yeah, I'm a very, very, very late check-in. I just managed to get out to the truck now to grab the HD, so just want to jump in and say hello. And I just caught that last part of you saying about the system-wide upgrade for the EMS and SDNY. Or are they not on, I guess you want to say the 150 band anymore?
Well, at the moment, they're simulcasting. But they first started off with one set of the gill tones, and then they changed them. Supposedly because the narrow band FM was giving it a problem being decoded by some receiver somewhere. So they went through the whole thing, changed their automatic gain controls, made BPL tones, and all that happened over the past 24 hours, John.
Okay, QSL, I guess those guys, they really don't play around, huh? When they go for changes, man, they go from soup to nuts, that's for sure.
Well, Cap, when you get Don jumping in about profanity on the airwaves, so I'll say. Yeah, they love wasting your dollars, don't they?
Sorry about the profanity. I didn't really mean it. You know, but anyway, it's good to talk to you, and hello to the other guys out there tonight. Again, sorry for the very late check-in, you know. Just one of those things in my work, and I just managed to get out to the truck, so, you know, I'll take what I can get. Over to you, Charlie. I'm throwing over case 2 in the group.
Okay, John, just don't be a stranger. I think the last time we heard you on the radio was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, sometimes I can't help it. You know me. Work, work, work. And I didn't even take a vacation this year, so I'm already planning for next year's vacation. You know, from my mouth to God's ear, hopefully. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, that last time I checked in you was on the Monday night net. You know, but, you know, I brought the HD with me today. I remembered to grab it, and you know, I've been using the motorcycle a lot, so a lot of times I forget to grab it and throw it in my backpack, but what are you going to do? So I'll try not to be too strange. Plus, you know, slowly, unfortunately, the winter's coming, and I'll take that with a grain of salt, too. So that means more radio time. Yay for me.
Yep, that's true. That's true. But I would have thought with the problems, you would have been over there.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but unfortunately my pocket couldn't handle it this year, you know? So I figured I'd save the time, and when I'm able to go next summer, I'll go for a little bit longer, if I can, you know?
Yeah, well, let's hope we don't get a double dip. It's increasingly looking like it. Anyway, and those who've been following my comments on my Facebook page will know what I'm talking about. Let's see. SQ2, do you have anything additional to email before we wrap it up?
Nothing, Charlie. Just looking at it right now. I just figured, I found the info on Justin's page also, so thanks for that tip. That's it. We'll see what goes on. So next week I'll be here. The following week I'll be down in Texas. So we'll see you all here next net. WH2SQQ.
Wow. Extended Labor Day holiday in Texas. Okay. This is Radio, everybody. We'll catch you later. And yeah, if you hear anything, strange going on these different frequencies, feel free to drop an email. That's where we can shoot it out to everybody. Oh, and supposedly, I think it's tomorrow. I thought it was going to be today, but it looks like tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be a Brazilian Air Force C-130 photo op flying very low over the Statue of Liberty about 10 o'clock in the morning. Watch people panic.